My name is Wendy Lynn Bartle, and I'm an assistant research scientist with the University of Florida, working at the Florida Climate Institute.
Well, Wendy Lynn, I know that y'all have started working with NRCS a bit more, and one of the efforts that they are working on is soil health. And I know there was a meeting held recently kind of focusing on that. Tell us a little bit about that and what the purpose was.
Sure. Well, we had a local meeting here in Florida that was connected to a national conference that they were having in Omaha, Nebraska. So the folks in Omaha got together, around 300 producers, researchers, and extension people, and they were thinking about how to take some more action to have more progress with cover crop adoption and soil health advancement. And so what they wanted to do was catalyze different conversations at the national level, but also understanding that each state is different, and so they got folks to come together in forums in about 250 different places across the nation to talk among themselves about specifics of those states.
And like you said, it is a national effort, the Soil Health Initiative, this new focus on soil health, but again, looking more locally, looking at the state. I know that y'all had some discussions and are hoping to move forward with some efforts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, most of the stories that we heard at the national level were super interesting, but very different from our context here in the Southeast. And we were wishing that there was an example of a farmer that is challenged by the same things that some of the growers here are challenged by. So, for example, up there, people are starting off with 2% organic matter perhaps in their soil and their building, whereas, you know, if we're lucky, we're trying to get there to 2%. So we have really sandy soils. We have a totally different context here. And so we realize that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to cover crop management. So we really need to understand the uniqueness of Florida and the surrounding region. So we had some water management folks in the room. We had government people from NRCS. We had a couple of scientists, some folks that were studying forage breeding and climate. And we also had some growers. And we realized that we need to have more conversations and we need to try to connect the dots within our local area. So, you know, growing cover crops is not just growing the cover crop, but it's growing a whole movement of people that are engaged in this practice. And so we want to build those relationships and let people share their stories. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to move ahead and create a working group locally that will come together and bring together, you know, the perspectives of a researcher and a grower and somebody who is responsible for extension, and bring all of that knowledge together in one place so that people can share stories, share information, and over time learn together.
And what is our call to action for that? What are we hoping that producers will either participate in or gain from this? What's the take-home message for the producer?
Well, we, from some of our previous experience, we realized that, you know, producers really learn well from other producers. And so going out into the field and seeing how someone else is trying cover crops, they can get an idea of how they can tweak it for their own operation, because everybody's different. And so, you know, some people use cover crops because they want to keep water in their soil. Other people use them because they want to increase the nitrogen. And so everyone has a different goal. And so we're hoping that by sharing a lot of different experiences, producers can join this group and then be able to take it and adapt it for their own farming operation so that it fits exactly what their objectives are for improving their soil health.